Over the past year, a half dozen Republican-controlled states left an organization formed to help maintain clean voter rolls. Now in North Carolina, the GOP-majority legislature is taking steps to repeal funding it approved last year to join that very organization. From North Carolina Public Radio, Rusty Jacobs reports.
Karen Brinson Bell has wanted North Carolina to join ERIC since she took over as executive director of the State Board of Elections in 2019.
What we would like to do is to be able to update beyond just the data that we have in North Carolina to ensure that when someone moves across state lines or dies across state lines, that is accurately reflected in our voter rolls as well.
The Electronic Registration Information Center, or ERIC, was started in 2012 by seven states, four of them with Republicans in charge of elections. Its members share information on the movement of voters. So when a person moves to another member state but forgets to change their old registration status, the voter rolls still get updated properly. ERIC had grown to more than 30 members, a balanced mix of red states like Utah and Texas and blue like Massachusetts and Oregon. It's funded entirely by its members, and the bylaws must be adopted by 4/5 or 80% of ERIC's member states.
That was by design from the beginning, and it's the way it should be.
David Becker is the executive director of the Nonpartisan Center for Election Innovation and Research. His organization focuses on countering false narratives about voter fraud, works to improve election security, and also pairs pro bono lawyers with elections officials facing harassment and frivolous lawsuits. He worked on elections law for the U.S. Department of Justice in the Bill Clinton and George W. Bush administrations. Becker said ERIC was designed to appeal to blue states that might want to boost voter registration and red ones more concerned about clean voter rolls.
And if you talk to any election official, what they'll tell you is we should be doing both. We should make sure that all eligible voters are on the list, but only eligible voters are on the list.
As the head of the elections program at the Pew Charitable Trusts back in 2008, Becker helped conceive and set up ERIC. Until recently, Becker was an ex officio non-voting member on ERIC's board, but he stepped down amid attacks from the right. Becker has become a lightning rod for conservatives who sow skepticism about elections.
I didn't think it was good for ERIC to react to disinformation centered around me.
Becker says partisans on the right who claim they're fighting voter fraud in the name of election integrity are seeking to disband an organization that's one of the best tools at preventing such fraud, as rare as it is.
They want losing candidates to be able to raise more money after an election, spreading lies about why they lost that election.
He means people like Donald Trump, the MyPillow guy Mike Lindell, and candidates like Carrie Lake, who rakes in campaign funds while trying to litigate a victory out of her certified loss in the 2022 Arizona governor's race. The disinformation about ERIC is yielding results, though. Last year, Louisiana pulled out, followed by Alabama, whose Republican Secretary of State ran on the issue of leaving ERIC. More recently, Florida, Missouri, West Virginia, and Ohio also have left ERIC. Ohio Secretary of State Frank LaRose, who's in a GOP primary for U.S. Senate, previously extolled the virtues of ERIC before pulling his state out. Now some Republican lawmakers in North Carolina want to follow suit.
I don't see that we need to share the information of our citizens with everybody in the world.
Mitchell Setzer is a longtime state representative from Catawba County in the foothills of North Carolina's Blue Ridge Mountains. In last year's general election, he ran unopposed in his House district, but he did have to fend off two other Republicans in a primary. Setzer has filed a bill that would repeal funding approved last session for North Carolina to join ERIC. The repeal and an outright prohibition on joining ERIC now appear in the proposed budget being worked on by lawmakers. ERIC does not disclose detailed information about its security measures, but the website says the organization applies something called a cryptographic one-way hash to protect sensitive voter information from hacking. David Becker is not the only one who sees efforts to disparage ERIC as cynical and hyper-partisan. It's also Republicans like Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger, who called ERIC a cornerstone of the conservative Republican principle of maintaining clean voter rolls.
Anyone that would say otherwise is being played by people that want a dirty voter roll. And then one of them, if they lose an election, can blame it on having a dirty list, or they'll use it to litigate their way to winning an election.
After the 2020 presidential election, Donald Trump infamously called Raffensperger and tried to pressure him to recalculate Georgia's results to find the 11,870 votes he would have needed to prevail in that state. And despite repeal efforts in the North Carolina legislature, state elections officials are proceeding with steps to join Eric. For Here and Now, I'm Rusty Jacobs.